Next up is owner and creator Linda Harto of Golf Landscapes in Hilton Head. Linda's created some fabulous paintings and recognized as one of golf's leading artists. Good morning, Linda, and welcome to the Back Nine Boys Golf Show.
Good morning. Good morning. Nice to be here. Thank you.
How did you get started in doing golf landscapes?
Well, it was about over 30 years ago. I had some work in a Hilton Head gallery, and some people from Augusta saw them and asked me if I could paint a golf course, and I said, sure. So the next thing I knew, I was doing the 13th hole at Augusta National.
And what is your process? I mean, do you go visit the hole that they want you to do or the holes that they want you to do on the golf course?
Yes, I've always done all my own reference work.
And you drive out to the exact hole or the number of holes that they want you to do, and do you sketch it out in pencil first? Do you try and get the right angle?
Not too much anymore. I pretty much rely on the camera. It's pretty hard to stay in one spot, you know, on a golf course.
Okay, right, yeah, without getting hit. Yeah,
but,
you're right.
It's much easier. I just take hundreds and hundreds of pictures, and from every angle at every light, and then when I get home and ready to do the piece, I go over all of them and decide the best parts of everything.
And how many different shots do you take?
Oh gosh, hundreds. I can take 1,000 pictures on one hole. I take overall shots, composition shots, detail shots, you know, of every little part. So it can add up real quick, especially if when the light changes, I'll take a whole nother round of them.
And you may do one or two pictures of the same hole, maybe in sunlight and maybe in early morning when the sun is starting to come up, or the sunset when it's going down?
Right. And sometimes, you know, at different times in the morning as you're watching it, certain parts will be highlighted with the sun and really show up, and other parts don't look good or whatever. So, you know, I sort of take a combination of all those things.
And after you take the picture of a certain golf hole, how long does it, and you decide which picture or pictures that you're going to use, how long does it take you to create your work of art?
Oh, quite a while.
Okay.
I average 3 to 6 months each, depending on the size. And sometimes if it's a painting like of St. Andrews with all the buildings, you know, that can take it longer.
So it takes you 3 to 6 months sometimes to do each individual painting that you
do. Yeah.
Okay.
If I get 3 done in a year, I'm doing good.
Okay. but after doing paintings of landscapes and horses and portraits, which is where you got started, and then you got this call. Tell us about this call from Augusta National. When you got it, were you kind of like surprised?
Well, no, not really, because at the time I did a lot of commission work for different individuals, so I didn't know what it would lead to, obviously. It was a complete career change, which I didn't even know at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when I did that, I did them for several years just for them, and then other clubs started calling me, and by 1988, I was doing nothing but golf, so I really immersed myself in it then. I went to Scotland and, you know, got a history tour and my first time at St. Andrews, and then I was really entrenched by then.
Were you into golf prior to this call from Augusta National? And obviously now you're really, really into golf.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Not really. I was around it all my life. My father was an avid golfer. I was more into horses and, well, painting. You know, it's a discipline. It takes most of your time. But I can appreciate it on that level. I love the complexity of the game. I just didn't want to play it. I like to watch it.
And you still don't play it, but you do watch it.
I do watch it. I'm an avid watcher, yes.
Well, you're the only artist that I can that I've heard of ever commissioned by both the USGA and the RNA. And you've painted and done this from the U.S. to Scotland all the way to Hong Kong. You've traveled around the world.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. I love it. The landscape is wonderful, number one, and I love the course. You know, each individual course has its own character, and especially the older ones, you know, they're so expression. There's so much expression there and feeling a tradition, and I love that. I love it when that comes through the painting as well.
Yeah, there are so many different golf courses designed by so many different golf architects, and, mm-hmm. you know, even though the signature holes, you know, they probably suggest those to you, but isn't it interesting over the years that you've been doing it how creative that the golf architects are holes that they recommend to you?
Yeah, I especially like the work of Coor and Crenshaw right now.
They're doing a lot of natural stuff and bringing back the natural
visually,
designs.
Very visually interesting.
Yeah.
And creative. Like what they did to Pinehurst. I was so happy they did that because I've painted Pinehurst a number of times, and it was always a huge challenge to find something visually interesting.
And different.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And after they redid it, it was easy.
Yeah, I had a chance to play ahead of Ben Crenshaw at the opening when they reopened Pinehurst number 2 after Coor and Crenshaw did the remodel, and it was an unbelievable experience.
Yeah.
And visually, from my standpoint as a golfer and an avid golfer, love the game, it was visually very, very different from the way that I used to remember Pinehurst number 2, and you probably found that out too when you went out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely. There was way too much green there before.
And a lot of people said that when they had the U.S. Open there, the men's and the women back-to-back, that it did not look good on TV, but I'll bet you made it look good in your art.
Well, I was fortunate to be there during a not-so-dry period, so that can make all the difference.
Yeah.
I tend to like to go to courses that they're optimal. So even if, like, you know, if I'm going to the UK or Scotland, I try to gauge what the weather patterns are, because if it's too dry, I don't really want to be there. It's too different, you know.
And what happens when you get there if all of a sudden the weather changes? Do you just extend your stay until you get some time, or do you leave and come back?
Well, yeah. Usually if I'm going overseas, then I'm going to schedule at least 2 weeks.
And tell us about displaying your creative art at the PGA show, the first time you did it, and tell us about that.
Well, that was in 1988, and someone I met who is still at the National Golf Foundation, Joe Bettitz, suggested I should go to the PGA show, and he put me in touch with a golf photographer, Mike Clemmy, and Mike Clemmy invited me to display in his booth. And at the time, I only had 2 Augusta prints, which I had done for them, so wasn't really allowed to distribute or, you know, do much other than sell my own personal copies.
Right.
But the response was just overwhelming, and I realized there was a huge void in the market for really good golf fine art.
Now, did that surprise you?
Yeah, it did. It just opened my eyes. And through that show, I also got in contact with someone in Scotland who later that year went into business with, and that's how we got going in the UK as well.
Well, you said that it takes you, 3 to 6 months to create a piece once you take all the photographs. You do about 3 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So how far in advance? I'm sure some people that call want it in our society, they want it immediately.
Hey, yeah, that doesn't work too well.
But
like I said, you know, the season has to be right, the pictures have to be right, and then the studio time has to be available.
And the studio time that you take, I mean, as you say, it takes quite a while for you to do the paintings. But how far in advance are you booked now? I mean, if somebody called up today and said, I want to do a shot of this golf course, mm-hmm. and they want to use your talents, are we like a couple years out?
No. Well, actually, through the end of next year.
Okay.
Or this year. I used to do the U.S. Open every year, and I ended that series, which was 25 consecutive U.S. Opens.
Wow.
And at Pinehurst, actually, because for that very reason, I wanted to open up my schedule a little more, because it took like a third of every year, and there's so many other courses I'd like to do. So at this point in my life, I really want to do more of the courses I want to do. And so that's opened up the time a bit.
Well, Linda, I want to talk more to you, but we have to take a commercial break. Will you hang with us on the phone and we'll come right back with you?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. And welcome back. I'm Rich Stiles. We're on the phone with Linda Hardo of Gulf Landscapes. Linda, you received the international acclaim from Golf Digest, the Lifetime Achievement Award. What did that mean to you?
Well, since it was tremendous, really, because, you know, all these years I've been kind of working not quite in the art in the golf market. You know, I'm sort of on the sidelines in a way. So that recognition was tremendous for me, definitely.
And what does it mean to you when you did your first picture, creative picture, when someone sees your work, says they love it, and then buys it? What does that mean to you?
Well, it's really gratifying, and of all the painting, different types of painting markets I've been in my life, the golf people are the most appreciative of what I do, and it's just really makes you feel good. I mean, even, you know, like if I'm at an event like the U.S. Open or the Masters or something, when people come out of their way just to say how much they like what I've done, and they have this, you know, they list the ones that they have, even if they don't buy right then, you know, it's just wonderful that they would go out of their way to do that.
And I've probably been in many offices, as I'm sure many of our listeners have, where there have been some pictures that you have done that people have copies of and mm-hmm. probably not even known it, that it was you.
Right. Well, all of these things are on my website, and even there's a section there where you can see a painting in progress, which is sort of interesting.
Oh, yeah. And what, give us the website, Linda.
How it progresses from the sketch all the way to the completed painting.
Can you give us the website?
Yeah, it's just hartogh.com. It's hartogh.com.
Are there any places, Linda, that you would still like to do that maybe you haven't yet?
Definitely. I'd like to go. I'd like to do something at Bandon Dunes, and I've got Cyprus. I haven't done Cyprus. I would like to do something in Australia, like Royal Melbourne, and some of the great old classic courses. Still plenty of them in Scotland and Ireland, and there's lots.
So if these are on your bucket list, are you going to try and contact them, or are you just going to wait for a phone call? Just curious.
I do a little of both.
Okay.
It just comes, you know. I get inquiries, and then if I let people know I'm interested.
And then just let it go from there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You graduated from the Art Institute in Chicago, where I grew mm-hmm. up, and then you moved to Hilton Head. Why Hilton Head?
Not exactly Hilton Head. I went to outside of Ridgeland, actually, which is out very rural. I had some friends that moved down here, and I was interested in getting away from Chicago.
Can
so
understand
that brought
that.
Me to the area, and I've been here ever since. That was in 1980.
Yeah, the winters are a little bit more gentler here than they are in Chicago.
Right. Yeah, and it really doesn't matter where I live too much, you know, because of the galleries are all over. And that was another reason, the gallery I was working with at the time in Chicago, I could just ship paintings to, so it wasn't an issue.
And looking ahead, what are you excited about in the future for Gulf Landscapes?
Well, like I said, I'm having more time to do the ones that are on kind of my bucket list, and that's exciting. And just having a little more time to do that is good. The tournament work was getting a little difficult for me. You know, just the sheer amount of working time wasn't helping physically. So, just really looking forward to painting some paintings of courses that I really want to do.
And what do you do when you're not creating your art?
I have gardening I like to do, and I still ride a horse occasionally. And I live on Spring Island near Hilton Head, which is really a lovely place to be. So
you've got good weather, you've got good creativeness, and we can't thank you enough for taking time to be with us on the Back Nine Boys Golf Show. Thank you, Linda.
Well, thank you. Love to do it again sometime.